Hello. I know it might be a bit different this morning, and so I had something, and then I had something else on my heart, and then I want to actually just share a vision with you that the Lord reminded me of. So during the past few prayer meetings we've had in the mornings, certain words during the prayer time, certain words comes out, and there's like this life on it. Like, you know, like this is the Holy Spirit highlighting things. And one of the words was kingdom. And as somebody prayed the word, let your kingdom come. And from that, somebody else prayed. I think it was Morris, and he mentioned he felt like winter is over, spring is here. And in that moment, it's like I was taken back into a vision that the Lord showed me a few years ago. And during the past week, I was just going back to it. And I said, Lord, like, what do you want to show us? And so he took me back, and he showed me some details in it that I want to share this morning with you. That I really believe in the spirit that winter is over and that springtime is here. And it's time to shake off some dust, and it's time to get our feet unstuck. So, for us who are saved, put your hand on your heart. You can say, I am a citizen of heaven. We are citizens of heaven. Praise the Lord. That one day He's coming back for us. That's good news this morning. So, there was this stream, a river. And in the river, in the water, there was written Psalm 46 verse 4. And it says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. This was a river, and next to the river on both sides, there were soldiers, and that represented us on the left and on the right. And these soldiers were, in a sense, they were not in the river, they were outside the river, and they were full of dust. And as I was walking between them, like the dust on the one was the things of this world, was marriages and relationships, and it was offenses and unforgiveness that was just keeping them in that place and away from this river of life. And I walked on, and there was another soldier. There was another soldier.
Sure, sorry.
There was another soldier on my right. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and I wiped it, and there stood Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18. Sorry, you can throw it on the board if you have it there. Said Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 18, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of darkness of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which with you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. While I was reading the scripture, I was just reminded of Maurice even asking us to be praying in the Spirit for I think 15 minutes for 15 days. And but in the vision, I saw some people, like the helmet was lying on the one side, and there was a breastplate lying there, and a belt there, and so on. And I just, the question was, like, sometimes we wake up in the morning and we get ready for work and stuff, and we put on our Adidas and our belt and our jeans and stuff like that. But have you clothed yourself with the armor of God before you walked out the door? So this was one thing that the soldier was. He was not clothed with all the armor. And some of those armor was already full of dust. So walking on, there was another soldier on the left again. The soldier was there. He was hungry. He was like, he was just like sitting like this, and he was like in so much pain, and he was hungry. But what he couldn't see behind him on the floor here on the left, there was a piece of bread, and on the bread stood John 6 verse 24 to 40. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, always gives us his bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All those that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up in the last day. And just the soldier, it felt in that moment like he's lost a bit of sight of eternity, and because he hasn't been eating of the bread that restores, that gives life, and in a sense been eating from the world and not from the eternal place, which of course took him to a place where he's also filled or full of dust and not in the river. So then on my way down the river further on, there was the last soldier. He was also kneeling and looking down. And then he turned. He was kneeling like this as well. He was kneeling like this, and he looked up like this, but I was here, so he looked up to me. And he said, and he was crying, and his tears was like flowing from him into this river. And he just said, his name is glorious. His name is glorious. His name is glorious. And all of a sudden this wave just came up, and we turned around and we came down the river again to all these soldiers that was full of dust and just washed over everybody. And so that's the vision. And what I felt with this is I felt that winter is over, and that this maybe you're sitting here this morning and there's some dust on your shoulders, maybe on your head, just from maybe not being in the river. And we're gonna from here on, we're gonna jump into a song again, The Bread of Life. And with this communion prepared for those who want to take communion, especially for the first, like the first soldier, that the things of this world is keeping you. You're more worried maybe about your next business deal than spending time with the Lord. Or you're just so, your mind is so full of just living securely in this world. But we are called to be citizens of heaven. We have to be eternal focused, set on the things of the kingdom. And maybe there's some struggles in your marriages or in relationships. And yeah, I want to encourage you. I think even Ray this morning mentioned something in that with two scriptures, and to make right. Maybe for those who's married, maybe even take communion together now as we jump into the song. And I want to say that if there's any offense or unforgiveness that's keeping you away, forgive quickly. Forgive quickly. Hallelujah. So I understand that this is maybe a bit different than normal. But yeah, I want us to jump into the song, Bread of Life. And just as we jump into the song, as you take communion, speak it over yourself. Winter is over. Springtime is here. There's a river that makes glad that we can jump into. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord.